Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And you?
I am well, thank you. Do you have snow?
Yes,
oh,
we do.
Good.
Are you feeling better?
Absolutely. I love to share this, and I actually I wish you would take it off.
I'm willing to give it away, too. I'm with you on that.
Yep, and it just keeps coming. I just saw it on the map. We're supposed to get snow through Friday again, still.
Yes.
And started, what, last Saturday or something?
Yeah. Too early for all of that.
Well, we have Lake Erie to deal with. Well, actually, we've also got Lake Huron. I think, you know, they're all pitching, and this time they didn't want us to feel left out. So they decided to just pour it on.
Yes, indeed.
At least we can laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So who else do we have on? Okay.
I'm on mute. Good
oh, hi, Shar. Where are you?
Home.
Okay. You don't have snow.
No, we don't have snow. In fact, it was almost 60 degrees yesterday, or was 60, I guess it did.
Oh, come on. You better take it all in.
I know, I am. It was closer.
Get as much D as you can before you leave.
Yep.
Who else?
Hi, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
I got one question to ask. I don't know if anybody knows the answer or not, because I was going to call up the company. But on the skincare, on the you know, the reference sheet, it says that it only in 1 month, anyways, is the duration of the product. And I know the skincare that we had before, we used to have for at least 2 or 3 months. Has anybody heard anything different?
You mean that we can use it for only a month and then it turns bad?
No. You know, it's that you use it up within a month. I can't see doing that in a month.
So
you have to pay it every month.
So what happens after one month?
Yeah, that's what it says on the reference sheet.
That's what they always say on the reference sheet of all cosmetics that I've ever seen in 1 month supply. They want you to use it up in a month, of course.
Oh, I know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I never really paid that much attention, apparently, to the Swiss soap flower until I seen that. And then I went like, what's going on here? A month.
Every package I've ever seen or every time they've ever advertised them, they always talk about a month's supply. But, you know, that's not true for me. It might be for some people. I guess you could use it up in a month if you wanted to, but I think it would last much longer than that. But I'm impressed enough that I wouldn't consider trying anything else out of all the things I've ever tried in my life. Even in the last, you know, few years, I'll grab something and try it or use somebody else's. Never come close to what this is doing, so I absolutely love it. And any questions you've got, you can certainly get on the call early tomorrow night, and Susan Jeske is the speaker, so that's the corporate speaker on the skincare tomorrow night.
Good.
That's recorded too, isn't it?
Yes, it should be. They said okay. It would be. They have been all, as far as I know, they have been doing a recording all the calls on the Wednesday nights.
If you get an answer to that, Patty, I'm sure you'll bring it back. So you're indicating that they are telling you that after a month you should buy new, whether you have any left or not.
Oh, no. It just says that it lasts 30 days.
Oh, sure.
You know, like the vitamins, you know, the contents of the vitamins, 30 days. Same thing with the skincare. It says 30 days, but I can't see it not lasting longer because it, I mean, I've been using it now for about a week and a half, and I don't know. I mean, you can't tell by the pump applicator that they're using, some of them, but seems like it would last a lot longer because you're not using that much. Awesome stuff. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Maybe their indication is that we should start drinking it so that we nourish the inside also at the same time. That way we can use it in a month.
Okay. Well, if I'm demonstrating it, I can imagine, because that's what I'm doing with the ones that I have. I'm demonstrating it.
Are you? I have a question for you. When you did your test, the last week, whenever it was, did you do the full face or half a face?
I did the full face.
Okay.
I did it before and after, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. And they could see it even on the full.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely see it on the full, Nancy. There's not a question in mind. In fact, you can feel it working. And Marie came downstairs, and I said, oh, my gosh. She was her body was very responsive to it. She says, I can feel a tingling around the lip line. And I think it was just the lip line that she could feel the tingling all the way around it. She says, it's like tingling up the inside. And I said, well, you know, I can see the difference because it smooths out the lines. And I remember a girlfriend of mine having this special lipstick that filled out her lips. Mm-hmm. And she had the little lines, you know, beginning of the little lines around the lip. Mm-hmm. And she said the lipstick was, it was over $50 a tube. And I thought, boy, did we get a deal.
Botox.
It was just, it was a special cosmetic, yeah, probably, but special or something similar, but that's what it did. And it would not be considered natural by any means, like ours. So, you know, when you can do the same thing and get such a bargain as we're getting, comparatively, compared to one tube of lipstick, and, you know, it was apply as often throughout the day as you like. So when you talk about, you know, how long would something last in comparison?
You guys know that the older we get, the thinner our lips get. Isn't that a great place to have thinness? Yeah.
Well, this will help retain it. It looks like, anyway.
Well,
I got my... Hi, this is Jeannie. I've just joined in. I heard you talking about the skincare, how it feels. And I got mine yesterday, and I used it last night. I was going to wait. I was tired. I thought, well, I'll wait till in the morning. And then I went, no, I'm trying it tonight. So opened them all up and used them all. And I have to tell you, the way my face felt, Char, you were saying that Marie felt a tingling or something around her lips. My whole face felt like it was humming. It was great. I mean, a real easy hum, not a real violent hum. But... and I could feel that it was, I want to think, plumping up, you know, kind of things were happening that way. It was really neat.
Yeah, and I had it back this morning.
It feels great this morning, too, and I haven't washed my face yet.
But do you see any difference?
I feel like I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel like my lines around my eyes, and I've lost a little too much in my face, you know, and so I feel like the lines around my mouth and my eyes have been deeper, and I feel a softening. I see a softening of that.
Hmm. How about the bags? I wonder if they do anything for that.
I bet you keep an eye on them. Do you have bags?
Yeah.
Do a test. See what
I have
you
bags
think.
And the circle, and part of that is genetic, I know.
Yeah.
Jamie was born with them, so, yeah. Some people will say that it's also a food allergy. It might be.
You know, and another thing I noticed, and you may have seen this too if you looked more than once, and I'm sure you did in testing it, several of you, is that a few minutes later, like 20 minutes, a half hour, take another look and see how much different it looks. I mean, you can visibly see it. You don't. It's not a guess job on this. And like you said, the plumping, the smoothing of the skin, the smoothing of the lines. And, guys, we call those character lines. We don't call them wrinkles. We've earned them. They are truly related to your character. If you have a positive outlook and you use your smile lines instead of your frump lines, you will see, or how you do your expressions. That's where the lines appear. So that's why they call them character lines, literally. And it always gets just what you did, Nancy, a smile or a giggle out of people. So how much better way? Because what do you think when you think of wrinkles? You think of a frown. You know, you want, I mean, nobody wants wrinkles, but character lines, we deserve them. We've earned them.
And it takes fewer muscles to smile anyway.
It does, and we've built that through how we respond and, you know, what is going on with our facial expressions.
And your voice tells people what your expression is, like on a phone.
Yes.
When I was in high school, this dates me very long ago, I was a long-distance operator. Does anybody even remember those? And we were taught to smile before we picked up a call.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I heard Steve. I thought. No, maybe that was Jeannie.
Yeah, I think it was Jeannie.
It was me humping. I was going hump.
Humming.
Well, this is Maddie, and from, I always look at Maddie Dash from Delaware. I don't know, it's always just comes out like that, but it is I. And I haven't tried the skin care yet, but I did, which I heard Shara said she has tried other products. So I went out to the mall, that little kiosk there, and I had a couple little pimples. I haven't been able to get rid of them. It itched real bad. And so when I came home, it didn't work for a couple of days. Oh, my God, there goes another $25 down the drain. And then I tried the CM cream, and that worked. And the little pimples are gone, and that terrible itching is gone. So I can't wait to try the skin care. I don't know why I didn't try the CM cream to begin with, because I'm just thinking about rubbing it on knees and joints and things, and never thought to put it on my face on these pimples. But I did. Something came to me. My mind came back to me, and I did, and it was wonderful.
It's great for itching.
Since you're on, I've used it lots of different places too, on joints and things like that. But I have used it on cuts and cuticles and things like that. Also, since we're doing testimonies, I have one that I was hesitant to talk about while it was happening, but I will. Now it's over with. Two times in the last couple of weeks. One was not nearly as dramatic as the second one. The second one, I had witnessed to it, a couple of people that could look at the end of my tongue. I had the popping out of the canker sores that I used to get four or five times a year that would just put me into fits within a day or two at the very most. They were really full force out and could never stop them once they started. Well, I went to bed one night and I just go, oh, please. Let them be gone in the morning, because they were already popped out and big. And you could see them. I definitely was feeling them. It was very difficult to even eat without making my mouth hurt, my tongue hurt. Anyway, next morning I woke up, and they were, guess what? They were gone. I just pulled the blanket up like I always do, way high around me. And but like I said, in all the years that I've been in NECAN, I've not come that close to thinking that they were really, really going to be there in the morning because of the size of them. I could feel that sensation of them coming, but never see it. And this was very, very visible. So according to the medical field, once they start to come out, you can't reverse it. It runs its cycle. So anyway, the far infrared is still doing the job for me. So
wow.
I'm going to go on mute, guys.
Thanks, Char. Okay.
You know what I was going to ask you? I wonder if the far infrared works like the magnets. Is it always working in L quilts? Is it something that is not going to wear out, that far infrared? Is it just always there?
Well, I can answer that real quick. It's the ceramics in it that causes it, and they should not go away until the fabric's no longer there.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
You know, I would say yes. You know, it's not going to be as long-term probably as the magnetics, because the fabric will wear out, like the little discs you can replace. And do you realize the power patches have FIR in them too?
No. Okay.
So when you're using just another piece of tape like I did, I read it again. So read your packages, guys, and your instructions, because it's a wealth of information. I know Molly was very helpful the other day with Marie, in explaining, because Marie was just, oh my gosh, I've never done anything like this, and I've got six containers to use out of, oh my word, this is going to be very, very, you know, involved and difficult for me, or, you know, it's going to take me time. And so anyway, I really emphasized for her to also read the directions, and she did, and she actually typed them up for everybody, and I don't know that she sent them to me yet or not, because I haven't been doing my emails the last 2 days. I was really, really bad. But I read over the last copy, and yeah, I did put the character lines in instead of the wrinkles, just because I like that wording. So I hope Molly will forgive me. And anyway, she simplified it, but boy, I think she's got it down pretty pat now. It was her checklist as she was going down through, and it's all on the instructions. And actually, it's on each package has an instruction sheet, and each package is exactly the same. It's repeated. So you don't have to read that many instructions for one product. If you pull that out and think, oh, I got to go through all this for one product, no. No, look again. It's the instructions for the full set, which, again, is really good marketing because guess what? If you only bought a couple of pieces in the future when we can buy them separately to try, it's going to make you want to try the rest of it and know what.
One other quick question, Char, on the far infrared and the quilt. Have you ever had your quilt cleaned?
I've never had it. Oh, I take it back. I did pay to have one of the big ones cleaned. I have normally washed them very gently and don't shake them and pound them and yank them and pull them, handle them very delicately. I did drape it over a couple of lines outside when I could do it. But the travel quilt, I wash a lot. So, and I've got friends that have washed the little samples many, many times. So just handle them very, very carefully. It's really good to put a cover over them, your duvet cover.
That's what I've done, right. Mm-hmm.
And use cotton, preferably, by far.
Right.
Most of mine are in cotton. I think I've got one in some kind of a blend material. But that's not the instructions, and it's because the filling can ball up just like
that's
it would
right.
any other, you know, comforter.
Right.
So you want to just be careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not making that recommendation. I'm just saying that I've done it, okay?
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And part of mine is because I don't like the chemicals either.
Right. Char, may I ask a question? This is Mary Lou before you get off.
Okay.
We're not going to let you get off today. I need to know, the far infrared and the magnets are in like our collars and our shoulders, you know, all that. Okay, what is it we can? I think I read it and can't remember for sure. Is it with the CM joint cream you do not use a magnet?
Well, the only reason they're having you not use a magnetic wraps and stuff with the CM cream is because the cream could deteriorate the fabric. It would be like any oil that your body would have a reaction to. That was my, if I'm remembering it correctly, that was what I heard somebody say.
Long time ago we heard that do not use the CM cream and then put an elastic mag over it.
Right.
You can use the far infrared wraps, the Kenko wraps, but not the Elastomag.
The Elastomags have always been more sensitive to it. And it's because of the combination of ingredients in the product. They've been the more difficult to work with long term. And that's why they developed the cleaning product to use on them, because it conditions and cleans them. So, you know, that came after the fact on a few of the products that we had. But, you know, for the amount of use that I got, if I did use them frequently, it was well worth my money spent. You think of a prescription, it's totally used up, and you don't even think twice of it. But to get the relief and the comfort in what we do. And again, they're always, always improving them. But yes, you're right, Nancy. It was on those. I still, when I even use the far infrared wrap, I wait until, if I've used the CM cream, which often I have over the joint, I wait until it's completely dry before I put it on.
Right.
There's no moisture there, and anything that's been there has penetrated in. I don't wash it off, of course, but feel that, you know, I've waited an adequate amount of time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, logistically, you actually, say you were putting it on your knee, you could put the far infrared first and then put the Elastomag over that.
Certainly, you could do that also. Good idea. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before I forget, Oprah has Dr. Oz on today, and Dr. Phil has on children who want to eat all the time. There was a program on, I guess, similar to this, and I don't remember, a while ago, and I don't remember what the outcome was, but this should be interesting. I mean, these kids want to eat like 24/7 and will go to any extreme to find food. And I forget whether there was an actual name for what they are doing or not, but FYI, in case you're interested in watching that. I also saw trainers, or what they're called, on The Greatest Loser this morning, and somebody was saying, you know, that she gets motivated for 2 weeks and then she gets turned off. Not that we're segueing back into lifestyle a little bit, but, you know, what was the recommendation of how I can keep motivated after 2 weeks? And the trainer said, Megan, I think she called it a life list, which is the reason that you're doing this. And she said, you know, when you decide that you're not going to exercise, go read your list. When you decide that you want to eat a bagel, read your list. And if it fits into your plan, then you make the choice of which one you're going to do. That's an interesting little hint.
Well, that's also the same thing we do in the business. Like some people put their goals in their cars or on their mirrors in their bathrooms and things like that. I've heard that, you know, on some of the calls when you get, like, hey, Liz, I don't know, but then why did you start and why did you do it in the first place and have you accomplished what you started? So that I do believe highly in that.
I like that terminology, life list.
Life list?
Yeah,
it was an interesting, I had not heard that one before. And it can pertain to many things in your life. But, you know, rather than goals, I have never been a goal person, but why did you start this? There had, and she also said to Pete, there was a gal on, you know, and she said, I didn't motivate you. You motivated yourself, and I cannot motivate you. I might inspire you, although she didn't say that. But, you know, the motivation has to come from you.
That's true. This morning I had a cinnamon, I guess, English muffins, you know, whole food, organic, and all of that. Well, it does not, it says, you've never tasted so good on the box. You'll always like it. I said, oh, my God. I really don't like them. They're not as good as Thomas English cinnamon, you know, toasted English muffins. And I had said a couple of weeks ago, you know, something is taking me over a month, and there's only six in that box, and I still have three left. Normally with the Thomases, they go by within a couple of weeks, you know. And then this morning I made up my mind, no matter how they taste, I'm going to force myself not to get the Thomas English. I'm going to stick with the organic. So that's what I had for breakfast this morning. I'll see how long that takes me to eat the other three that's in that box.
That was your whole breakfast?
No, no. I had, of course, I had an orange, and I had my green vines, and I had my nutritionals.
Okay. Anybody have any questions, thoughts, concerns? Okay.
Nancy?
Yeah.
This is Loretta.
Hi, Loretta. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Going back to the class I just finished taking, which was called Life Choices, thing they said that you have to have your food taste good to your palate. If it doesn't taste good to you, then you're not going to want to continue eating it. So you have to find foods that, you know, are good for you, yet taste good to you.
Makes sense.
So, and to motivate you to stay on the diet, I know what motivated me. They don't call it a diet; it's life choices for the rest of your life. This is a way that you're going to be eating. Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, dear.
To motivate you?
To motivate you, yeah. What motivated me was when I started the course, they did a profile on me, and I think I told you this. Out of 100, I got 27, and I was at high risk for heart attack and high risk for cancer. And I asked the RN, I said, why am I at high risk for cancer? And she said, well, Loretta, you're overweight and you don't exercise. And that's a perfect solution for cancer.
Oh, my.
So I thought, okay, now this is a pretty good eye-opener. This is a wake-up call that every time I thought about going off that diet, I was, you know, reminding myself that if I did, I would probably end up like my mother and my father and my brother at a very early age from heart disease. So that's a good motivator for me, is to realize what you're doing to yourself and your health.
Loretta, I really apologize, but I keep thinking of something I want to ask somebody here, too. Loretta, is that a test that's on paper?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of it? That would be something really interesting, if it's not too lengthy, if there, it could be scanned in or whatever.
12 pages long.
12 pages. Well, you know, a photocopy to somebody that scans, and I have never used the one I'm going to back in New York, so keep that thought in mind, because I think that would be something that would really be good. I'm not asking you by any means to copy it or type it, but wouldn't that be interesting, guys, as far as a motivating factor? Just like you said, I can see where that would be extremely motivating. What were your points at the end, then? Did you retake it?
I haven't gotten the results of that yet. I called last week and got the results of my cholesterol, and that had dropped from 261 to 240, but that was only in a two-week period.
Wow.
I know now it's gone down a lot more than that.
Is a high number on the scoreboard or a low number on the scoreboard?
Well, a high number would be good. Mine was 27.
Yeah, I know you said 27. I didn't know whether high or low was optimal. Okay. Wow.
It was very bad.
Okay.
Really an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
That's motivated me every day to get out and walk and to eat right and to cook right. So far, it's been a month, and my husband and I are both doing it, and we're both continue to stay on the program.
So he went to the class with you?
Yes, which was a huge help, because if I'd gone through alone, it would have been a lot harder to stay on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm cooking for the both of us now.
Right.
The same way. Yeah. One thing the doctor told us was, when you go to the grocery store, you should spend 80% of your money in the produce department.
What percent?
80% of your groceries should all be in the produce.
Yeah.
Yeah. My little input for today.
That was great. Thank you.
Welcome.
It was interesting on the doctors, I think it was Friday's program, they had an obese child, and the sister had written in. She was already 21, but the kid was like 13. And she was very concerned about how her family was eating. And so the pediatrician met them in the grocery store, and they had already gotten there. And I don't know whether it was a setup or not, but they had already loaded the cart. They were in the middle of the store. And he said, "This is the wrong aisle to be in. You're supposed to be on the perimeter." And he made it a game. You know, he took them to the produce department. He said, "You do most of your shopping around the perimeter of the store. That's where all the good stuff is." And he asked the kid to pick two lettuces. He picked a romaine, and I think it was an iceberg. And he said, "Now, which one is deeper in color, the romaine? This is the one that's healthier for you, and it's going to give you more bounce on the basketball court." And, you know, he made it relate to the kid so that he could see advantages of eating healthy. So it was an interesting program also. Sounds like I watch a lot of TV, doesn't it? But, yeah, the produce and the perimeter is where we're supposed to do, and that's what I do probably close to 90% of my shopping, if not more. My husband keeps telling me I have no taste buds since I can eat anything cold. You know, like I have the potatoes in the refrigerator or the rice. But
you know what? I went to a grocery store here local, close by my house, that I normally don't go to. It's a regular grocery store. And they used to have a little section that had organics and, quote, health food. Well, they don't have that anymore. And so I made a comment as I was checking out to the checker there, and he's been there for years and years and years. And I said, "So what happened to the health food section?" He goes, "It's spread throughout the whole store now."
Oh, really?
I said, "It is." He goes, "Yes, and I don't know where anything is anymore." And he said, "Except I know where the rice milk is, because I had to show one of my customers where it was."
I thought you were going to say that it wasn't going, so they got rid of it. Wow.
Yeah, no, they spread it throughout the store. And I had noticed as I walked around, because I thought, well, maybe, you know, it's a new plan or something. I noticed they didn't have much organic in the way of vegetables either. I didn't like that. But I don't go there that often anyway. It was just I needed a quick trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought that was an interesting concept.
And this is a grocery store that's been here for a long time, and they're having wars, you know, some stores are consolidating together and that kind of thing, and they're holding their own, so they do triple coupons, you know, and that kind
of
thing. Yeah. Interesting, though.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about walking the outside of the store, you know, which is what, that's what, you know, we've known to do.
Sure. Oh, I was at the dentist last week having my teeth cleaned, and when the dentist came in, I don't even remember how the conversation started, but something about the DH said that we should, why do they have food that is not all, or, you know, produce that's not all organic? And the dentist made a comment. I said, did you ever hear the name Monsanto? And neither of them had heard the name. And when I told my husband this story, he said, yeah, it's a big chemical plant in West Virginia. He knew about it, really, and I said, they're a powerful lobby, and they, you know, it's their chemicals that are going into the food supply. Oh, I said, it'll never happen that we get back, or it'll be, I don't think in our lifetime that we go back to nutritious produce that's not treated with all the bad chemicals. Interesting.
That's why it's so important to go organic.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford to. It's very expensive. But.
Well, and that's another comment that one of them made also.
But if you're not eating meat.
True.
Save a lot of money.
That's
and
true.
You eat, you know, eat organic and you're not spending any more, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the long-term thinking of that, too, is, you know, we're avoiding doctor things down the road, too. Preserving our health.
Yeah, I wish I could find my, I can't, from my co-op, my Groucho Food Co-op, and they wrote us a, I guess in the newsletter, that the organic farm that they were getting their products from, they went into the publishing business. And so then their son and daughter-in-law took over, and they no longer are producing organics, but they call it something else. That's close to organic, and they said they didn't want to go into organic because of the bureaucracy of the government.
Hmm.
So now this guy in Maine, I wish I could find that, it was so interesting, has started something, it's more like a natural, but it's close to, it's almost organic, but they just don't call it organic. Because all the red tape, and he says rather than putting their time and energy into red tape, they just soon go under another name. Rather than organics. Because I think the government has been coming down on organic, so to speak, you know, businesses.
Mm-hmm.
As they have every time I read in the paper about nutritionals. They're always trying to regulate those, too.
Well, interestingly, this newsletter that I started getting that's put out by Consumers Report that has no ads, you know, supposed to be totally non-biased. I read an article this morning on red yeast rice and how it has the same properties as the statin drugs. And so the FDA is advising not to, first of all, they're not regulated and there's no way of knowing how much you're getting in the pill if you're taking it in pill form. And so if you're, especially if you're on a statin, that you shouldn't be using it because it can affect what's going on in your body as far as the effect of the double whammy with the red yeast rice and the, you know, the statin pill. So you wonder, why not just get off the statin and use the red yeast rice, but what do I know?
Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because I was at my doctor's 2 weeks ago, and he asked me what I was taking, and I told him I was taking red yeast rice for my cholesterol. And he and I said, and my blood pressure and my cholesterol did drop. And he said, well, that's probably because there is a statin, a natural statin, in the red yeast rice. And that's
right.
Probably
right.
Why it was working.
Yep. It's true. In the, you know, it's in the Thiaga. I don't know how much, but it is in the Thiaga also.
The red yeast rice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that.
Yes, I think it's one of the first ingredients, even.
Uh-huh.
And yes, yes, they are going to want you not to take them because of that exact fact, because they're going to lose money if you take something natural that they can't patent. And that is very, very true. I know numerous people that have used that for some time with incredible results when they need to, you know, take something else in addition to our product. So there's many, many people that could give you great testimonies on that.
That's what I take. I take the red yeast rice, and it recommends to take two tablets. I only take one, and I've been on it for a year, and after, I think it was 6 weeks, when I went back to the doctor to have my blood test, it was down, because it was my cholesterol was up to 250, I think, which is, you know, my triglycerides and my HDLs are all good. But she was just worried that it was up that high. And I went back, and it was like 200 after only being on it for 6 weeks. And my doctor is the one that recommended me taking it because she knows I don't like to take drugs, which I thought that was interesting.
Good for her. Yeah, it's like the third line down on the bottle of Ciaga. Interestingly, a friend of mine's husband, who was probably mid to late 70s, had a stent put in a few years ago, and I didn't know that automatically after that you have that procedure, they put you on a statin. And he was having, he got to the point within the past couple of months where literally getting out of bed caused his entire body to hurt. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, this is an unusual reaction to a statin, so after you've been on it for so long, I guess the muscles ache more closely to when you start it. And I said to her, does he have high cholesterol? No, it's in the double digits. I said, and yet they want him to continue the statins? Well, you know, that's the usual protocol after this stent. And it's like, what's going on here, you know? I don't know. It kind of was amazing for me to hear that. I don't know what they're going to end up doing. He did go off them and felt better, but they also put him on prednisone, so that'll do it too. But I don't know.
No cardiologist and no body I know of will say anything but once you've had heart problems, you must be on statins.
Mm-hmm.
And they fuss with me all the time. And, you know, I just think that statins make you feel so bad and they give you all kinds of problems. But the medical doctors are, I shouldn't say all, but the ones that I've had to see are just so strong about it, but then that's where they make their additional money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have doctors that are my friends, and I'm going to use doctors, but I've got one right now, and I've done the same thing. I just have not gone back on it, and I don't really intend to. I may die some other way, but then I may die in a car accident, you know, who knows? But I'm just saying that those statin drugs, I just feel like do so many side effects to so many people. And I brought my cholesterol down from my July thing to just having it done the other day, the health fair, 14 more points.
Wow.
You know, just with me doing like what I'm doing, you know, walking some, walk the dog, and you know, our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand them having to push those. See, it used to be 250. And then it went down that they want you below 200 because they changed their statistics or something. And I won't ever live to see it, but I think through the medical history in years to come that there will be a lot to do the fact that it was blown up and too much was done over it because too much money made for the pharmaceutical company. My late husband was a pharmacist. You know, it's all back to money. So you just have to decide yourself, but I may be wrong in not being on it, but I don't want to be on a statin drug.
You know, in defense of the doctors in the medical field, because I know one in particular that is working very, very hard to have the education changed in school for them, when you think that if you chose a career and from the time you entered that career, you were only told one thing, and it was in favor of how to use the drugs to get results with patients, and that was the only thing that you were ever given, you would be pretty strong with a mindset, because why wouldn't you have been told other ways? But that's the condition that most of the doctors where most of the doctors are coming from, unless they go in and they investigate other than what they're trained with. And anything that's going to come up is going to be a negative, because they're going to say, now we don't know how these herbs or these other things affect the body and interact with all these drugs that we're using, because we don't test. There's not tests done for that, generally speaking, as to how can we use natural herbs by themselves in place of the drugs. That's not the kind of field that's being worked when you look at the major part of the medical field. And I think everybody would agree with me that that's the direction we've got to think when we talk about it. That is not their expertise. I respect a doctor that will say to you, I'm sorry, I have no education in that area. And I have had doctors say that to me. And, you know, part of it is because if we say something that sounds like we're educated in that field, they don't want to get into it with us. And I'm not trying to get into it, but just simply offer that that's the reason that, you know, I am where I am, possibly is because of how I fed my body in ways other than drugs.
And there's no money in supplements for them.
There isn't. They can't patent them. There's no way of getting a market on that.
Well, and this article on Reddy Rice, they said it should be available only as a prescription. I'm thinking, hold on.
Yeah, because it has the effects of a prescription, except feeding
right.
the body, because it's natural.
Right.
Chemicals cannot become a part of your cellular construction of your body. It's not something that your body can feed on. It can stimulate it and cover the symptoms, but it is not a natural food that will become a part and feed the cells of the cellular structure. That's why what we're doing is so powerful to our body, because we're actually feeding our bodies with the way we eat and the things that we take that are natural.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shar. We are past the 40 minutes. Sorry, Steve, I hope this doesn't screw up the whole thing, but anyone have a final quick questions are concerned, otherwise we'll close till tomorrow.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Well, I appreciate everybody's input. Have a great day. Stay cool, warm, wherever you are, whatever the temperature's going on, and we will be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for your help.
Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Welcome.